Hi, hi, Gary. Is that better for you? Hi, Gary.
Hiya, hey, sorry.
Yeah, I think you put me on hold then. Is that better now? Can you hear me better?
I can hear you, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, right, perfect. Right, Gary, so I've got on the system that your full name is Gary John Boyle, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And I've got your email is GaryJohnBoyle79@gmail.com. Is that correct,
yeah,
Gary?
That's correct, yes.
Right. Okay, thank you for that. And could you please confirm your date of birth?
It's 3/11/79.
Thank you. And could you confirm your door number, please?
House number?
Yes, please, yeah.
It's 3 Oakwood Avenue.
And the postcode, please, Gary.
It's K-A-O-N-X.
Was that K-A-O-A?
That's the recent address, but I've just got a Mosby flat in it. Do you want that?
Oh, brilliant. Yes, please, yeah. What's the postcode of that one?
I had to get it because I was put on the mental health and all that, so...
Oh, okay. I'm glad you've got your own place, yeah.
That's 1C Low Road.
1C, yeah?
1C Low Road.
And your postcode, please.
It's K889RY.
Perfect, thank you. When did you move in there, Gary?
I moved in there about 2 years ago.
Right, brilliant.
I was staying with my mum. She helps me.
Right. Yeah, and now you've got your own place. That's good, isn't it?
I had to get it. But the old school check
was. Yeah. Yeah, you're settled now in your own place.
I've been with mental health and anxiety, you know, so.
Yeah, of course. Obviously, everything that you've been through, Gary, yeah?
I've been through a lot of it.
Yeah, oh, bless you. Well, I'll try not to, you know, well, it takes about 5-10 minutes just to get it all sorted for you,
that's
okay?
Thank
you, Gary. And is this the best contact number for you, Gary?
Yes, this is my mobile number, yes.
This is your mobile number.
I can give you my mum's house number.
We only need the one, but I can put it on there. This is the best one, yeah, brilliant. Okay, Gary, so first of all, can I just ask, how old was you when you actually went into care?
I was in third year in school, and I went to Zealand.
So probably about 5, maybe.
Well, third year, I what about that? No,
about 5 or 6.
What was the question you asked there, sorry?
How old was you when you first went into care?
First into care? That's when I got kicked out when I went into the big school. In third year.
Third year of high school.
They sent me to Zealand.
How are you spelling that, Gary? Do you know?
I've not got a number, that's spelling. Where is it?
No. Zealand,
did you say? It's up in B's, I know that. It's not actually known there anymore.
Is it not? Right, so, sorry, did you say
Zealand. Jailsland, it's a residential.
And what area was that? Was that around where you live?
No, it's up by Alvin. Alvin's Avenue. It was way by Alvin. It's in Beeve.
Okay.
It said beef, I know that.
In bees.
Beef, aye.
Bees as in B-E-E-S.
Aye, beef, aye. It's a wee test, a wee town.
Okay, I'll try and find it, bear with me one
aye,
moment. How long was you
I was in there for about three years.
About 3 years.
Aye.
How many care homes were you actually in?
I was in there, and then I was in Lower Moss.
Lower Moss, yeah.
The jail, no, that, aye.
Was it? Is that Lower Moss, is it?
Lower Moss, aye. That was in Bishop Briggs.
Bishop Briggs, okay.
Aye,
how old was you when you was in there?
I was only about 18.
18,
I was in there for 6 months.
Okay, 6 months. The one that you mentioned to begin with, Jails and in, did you
Jails
say in
one.
Evan?
Sorry?
Yeah.
It was a home.
It was a home, okay. I'm just trying to find it, I won't be a minute.
In this care home,
is there anything that sticks out in your memory of how you were treated in this one? Like, how did you get on in that one?
Hundreds of things. That's a mental health and anxiety.
Yeah.
It's a true thing. Definitely. And I'm still the same.
Yeah. Okay. So have you been drinking pretty much since you was in care?
No. I was only young.
Okay. So it's more recent.
Nah, I just would have.
Yeah, just trying to like blank it all out, really.
Nah, that's exactly what it is. Just for it with folk and can't really talk to folk and.
Yeah. Get like anxious around people.
I can't socialise with folk, if you know what I mean.
All the folk I'm socialising with are family,
you know. See if I meet somebody in the street, I'll stutter them and see what I'm actually doing to you on the phone.
Oh, bless you. Well, thank you for answering, you know. I'll make it as easy as possible.
I can't have a conversation.
Must be hard. Have you got? Are you on like medication and stuff?
I'm going to choose this.
Yeah. Okay. Just to make you aware, like, with all of this, Gary, we're not clutching at straws with it, okay? Provided that you have experienced some form of abuse whilst in care, which you have, then the case will be successful. Okay, Gary? We're not claiming directly from the care homes, as a lot of them have already closed anyway. So the compensation comes directly from the Scottish Government, as they are the ones who are liable, because they knew about the neglect and they didn't do anything about it. So they have started to pay out on these cases. The average claim is £48,000. So it's a lot of money, Gary. Some of them are as much as £100,000. We appreciate, you know, it's not just about the money. We want you to get justice for what you've actually been through, Gary, okay? Okay. So I'm just trying to find this first one that you went into. I don't know if you're spelling it.
You got that anyway, and especially everyone, is it soul coach? There's no soul coach. And you get by there, it's Beef, it's a wee town, and the home was right in the middle. And Jails, look at jails, Linda. I don't know. Wait a minute, let's see if we can get somebody to spell it. 2 minutes,
Thank you. 2 minutes. No worries, take time. I think I've got it.
Sorry about that. I've got something I've told you. She's going to do it. Jailsyn.
I think I might actually have found it. Is it in North Ayrshire?
It's up by, I know, because I used to I can remember going up, and it was, you're up by Irvine. That's what it is.
Yeah, I think.
And it's in Beef. The Beef's not a big place, Beef's just a wee place, and the home is right in the middle.
Right, okay.
The other one was in Redbury.
Redbury,
that's what the one was in.
Okay, thank you.
That's what I could have got.
Yeah, Redbury, Scotland.
Aye, I was in that Jail's over there.
Sterling Way.
Eh?
Is it like towards Stirling?
Aye.
Yeah, I've got it.
Aye.
Okay, so the care home was called Redbury, or was that
Redbury? I thought it was Jailsyn, and Low Moss was the prison.
Okay, so Redbury is a care home, Jailsyn is a care home, and then Lower Moss is a prison.
Low Moss
was
a prison. The prison. I was in there when it was 18.
Okay.
And that was terrible. And there, so that was.
Was it?
Something about the Stanley Ice. It was crazy.
Oh my god.
Bye. Said they're doing into the stuff and they're all it was just really nice, I thought.
Yeah, okay. Right, I'll have to go through each one individually. I'll try and, you know, keep it as brief as I can, because I know it is very stressful for you. But we'll get as much as we can done, and then that's the hard part done then, okay?
Bear with me 1 minute. What happens after that? You're okay, just to wait a minute.
So what's going to happen once we've done all of this? You're going to get, like, the solicitors will be giving you a call to obviously go through all the information that we take down today, just to obviously go through it with you. The more information that we have, obviously, the more compensation you will get back.
The social work apartment is in the Whitelands Road near. That's the one that's been around my social worker when I came for. If you don't know, that was years ago, I don't know.
Right, okay.
Can, see what it was,
can I just...
Sorry?
Could I just ask you a quick question as well?
Yes.
We do need a form of ID from yourself and a proof of address dated in the last 3 months. Do you have like a passport or a driver's license?
I've got a passport, but I've not got it on this.
Oh, perfect. No, that's fine. I don't need it right now. That's fine. Yeah, no problem.
That passport is going to be sealed with the avenue. My mum's done it. Just don't change it.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem. Yeah, that's fine. As long as you've got one, because all it is...
I've got a passport.
Yeah, we can't do the claim you see without it. So that's fine.
No,
I've
got a passport.
That. Brilliant. Okay, so the Lower Moss one was the prison, yeah?
Aye,
was it like a juvenile prison?
It was all huts, and you'd bump beds up one side and the other side, and you'd hold arms in it and everything. And the police and all that just wanted to get the authority on them. They just didn't listen to you.
Okay, was it more for adults though than children, would you say?
It was definitely for adults, aye.
It was an adult prison. Okay, no problem. Okay, so you was like in wooden huts in this one, yeah?
It was terrible. It was terrible. I was doing a replacement. And the police and that, they were just talking about no giving them nothing, and it was terrible.
Yeah. So was this where you was treated the worst, would you say?
Definitely, man. I was crying. I haven't seen my brother. Yeah. I was breaking my heart, man.
Okay. And that's, like, really affected you throughout your life, yeah?
I seen for the care homes and all. It was just the same one there.
Was it? Oh, God.
Just exactly the same one.
Okay.
I can talk to all my friends, you know what I mean, but I can't see anything else.
Yeah.
I can maybe talk to them and then if something happens, I can put it back off, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to talk about it though, isn't it?
I just try not to talk to anybody, and that's it. I don't go on buses or nothing.
No. Do you go through like therapy or anything like that?
I did go for that for the alcohol to come off it, but I never worked.
Yeah. Didn't work.
No, I tried it, but never worked.
Didn't. Oh, sorry to hear that. It's so hard though. Like I'm a family member.
I know, but it's just because there's nothing else to do. My head is right up my arse, and that's the truth.
Yeah. Could I please also take your mum's name?
It's Eileen Royal.
Eileen Royal was that?
Eileen Boyle, yes.
Boyle, yeah, sorry. And then could I take your father's name?
He's passed away.
All it is.
David Boyle.
Thank you for that. All it is, they just need a family tree because, say, for instance, there's two Harry Boyles in the system. It's just so they know which one's.
Eileen Boyle's mom and David Boyle's dad.
No problem. Right, I won't be a minute, okay. So in the first care home that you was in, would you say it was mental, physical abuse? Was it more mental or did
it
like
it was merely batting.
Batting, right. And that was in a care home?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And you would,
Terrible.
So it was just a bus
by
a man called the Duke.
No boss. They used to go in and chop me up.
That was in the prison, yeah?
Yeah, that was in the prison, right?
All right. So we just need to concentrate more on like the care homes at the moment.
All right.
The prison was more in your adult life.
Jails are the worst at the moment.
So with the first care home that you was in, was it physical abuse in there as well, or was it more mental abuse?
Aye,
it was as well.
This is the exact same way.
Okay. And can you remember how old you was when you went in there?
Well, I would say about. Well, I was 13, didn't I? I'd say
about 13.
I would say I'm about 14 and a half.
And that's when you went into the first care home, yeah?
I was just there as a second year. In the big school.
Okay.
It was that bad, I tried to run away from it a few times, but it took me so much to do it. It was that bad.
Yeah.
And it was that far away, I couldn't go anywhere, so.
Yeah,
of
course. You are going to try and run away, though, aren't you? Being treated like that.
But it was just off you, so I had nowhere to go.
Yeah.
And then once you go,
so you'd run away, but there was nowhere to go.
Once you go, they just give me a bleach and they just give me a mark then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
See,
you would try to get away, but would they always bring you back?
Because there was nowhere to go. They were just coming to get back. It was all around fields, you know what I mean?
So there was nowhere for you to actually run away to.
There was nowhere to go. They were just trying to get away from it. There was nothing.
Yeah.
So
that would have probably been in about 1993, maybe? 92? Would you say?
92.
Yeah, and then you left there at about 90.
See, if my mother I was so next on there, she would tell you off, because she knows it all. See, Martin's wasted. I can't even think.
So hard.
I'm not clued up, though, I know.
As long as we've got a rough idea,
I'm telling you what I know and hear and that, but.
Yeah, that's fine. We do appreciate a lot of people do block things out. So, you know, it's hard for you to be remembering from all this time ago.
My head is definitely fried big times. I bet.
Was you in the care home, was you like ever sexually abused at all?
Well, I don't really talk about this. I was being touched, yes.
Yeah.
I hate seeing it.
I bet. And was it the male staff?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you had to go through that.
One man all the time.
One man in particular, yeah.
He was called the Duke. I don't really know his right name, the Duke. That's what we called him. That's what everybody called him.
Is this in the care home or is this in the prison?
In Gilden.
Okay.
And the care home and skills on these.
Okay. He was called the Duke in there, yeah?
Called the Duke, yes. Well, that's nearly a year ago now. I don't know if I'm still alive or no. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know.
And he was the one that hit you quite a lot as well.
He was the one that was doing a lot of the effort. I can actually catch him right, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. And Can I just ask, like, was it all the staff that was, like, mistreating you in the care homes, or was it just certain ones?
True, I see them.
Okay.
I think, but it's totally been, I think they were all, and then, if you know what I mean, you know, if you know what I mean, but...
Yeah.
I think they all knew that they were dead. That's what I mean.
Did they, like, starve you and stuff in the care homes?
You had a goat fed. You got starving,
yeah.
You know, and if you never done your, like, your work and all that, you get fucking done.
Right, so if you didn't do your work...
if you didn't do stuff, you were getting mammed up and after, you know, you were just getting... I'm trying to be polite here, but...
Yeah, yeah. No, it's you know, it's hard for you to take going through.
I know, but I just don't want to say it's really you.
No, don't worry. Honestly, don't worry. Whatever you want.
There's a fucking pretty rude today, Wolf.
Yeah.
It's actually starting to feel like you.
I know, but it's bringing it all up for you, isn't it? I'm sorry about that. So you, when you was in, obviously, the care home, you would have,
yes.
Like, would they isolate you and stuff? Would they not let you make friends?
They wouldn't let you do nothing, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let you do nothing. And if you never went to your work, you were getting numbed up and fucking battled.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
So did they hit you with batons in the actual care home, or was that
little wee batons, yes.
Oh really? But,
yes. They took the main one of your group.
Yeah. Okay.
I can actually picture how my fucking feet, mate. I can picture him.
Can you?
Right.
And was it just him that had the baton, or was it all of them?
No, it was two of you. I don't know their names. I don't know their names. Because it was on different.
Yeah.
They were on different ballot kind of things, you know what I mean? But once you went to my work, they were on the air,
yeah.
You went to bulk coffee tables and all that, carry on, but just like join their work and all that.
Okay.
But they all knew about the day, that's it.
Yeah, of course they did. Oh, it'll be a minute. Just typing it up.
Well, that's what else is.
So they was really awful to you in the home, yeah. And it was really awful to all of you, like, it wasn't,
aye,
they didn't single you out.
Aye, definitely.
Did they lock you in rooms and stuff?
Lock me in the rooms every time. That's how the female was trying to run away. You know that?
Yeah.
I mean, they were opening the room for hours and hours, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Definitely. And I never run to you, it's all fields about there. And it's all
the yeah, if you weren't going anywhere.
I think you can't be able to go for a bus or rent, you know what I mean?
There's no buses or anything.
I'd have probably gone the wrong bus, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was just trying to get out of the fucking care home to run away again.
Yeah,
reason.
Yeah.
I just not always get caught. Aye, but they made me run away, that's the main thing, that's...
Yeah. So would you say both of the care homes, would you say that the abuse is quite similar in both of them?
I think Zielsen was the worst.
The jail was the worst.
I'm talking about the jail was the deal we go off on order. The real interesting deal, yeah.
Yeah.
That was bad, though. Really bad.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, but it's what you definitely like need you for life. Think I'm not going back from there, wasn't it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here. Oh, yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello.
Hello,
Gary. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh,
can you hear me? I don't know. I could hear you. So, right, okay. Now, Gary, the second home that you went in, the Redbury one.
Hello, yeah?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hello?
I can hear you, Gary. Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me, Gary? Gary, can you hear me? Hello? I'm here, yes, can you hear me?
Oh, you got it, so you hear me? Yeah. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me, Gary?